Anyway, this.
Nice. The railgun is a beautiful weapon.
If you know how to use it properly, it penetrates armor. It goes through armor, and if you've got two or three guys standing in a row of the enemy, it'll go through one and into the other. That's very difficult to master, though.
Nice.
What do you make again?
Back in the times when you could put a sentry gun in the 2x5 ramp room,
yeah,
and get about 100 kills of scouts just running through. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. very nicely up, sort of towards the just on the edge of the lift.
That's right.
Area. But it doesn't happen anymore. They come through. They bunny hop. They go chopped up. You know, jump around, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. You know, stand back and destroy the sentry gun. The sentry gun goes.
Huh? Yeah.
I didn't see no one.
Yeah.
And it's like very frustrating.
Yeah. So do we need to upgrade the sentry gun and the engineer?
I don't know.
Because it doesn't seem it honestly doesn't seem like you're
a worthwhile class anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, well I've said to Merc several times that I mean the engineer has 50 yellow armor and takes two direct rocket hits to kill.
The engineer should have the best armor.
Exactly.
Because he
should.
The smartest.
He's an engineer. He repairs armor.
Yeah.
He should have at least 50 red armor. And I'm not asking for the engineer to have like 200 red armor. I just want him to have 50 red armor.
Yeah.
In which case he might not get killed by two direct rocket hits. It might take three.
Oh.
You know, give him a bit of extra play to defend his gun.
Yeah.
Because you get there and you build your gun, you're running around, sort of, you know.
Does his armor his armor doesn't repair either, does it? Like the medic's health does.
No, it doesn't. No, not at all. Unless
it should do that too.
Unless you go, yeah, it should. Unless you go to a dispenser. But the thing is, the dispenser depends on what armor you already have. Like if you've got yellow armor, or actually even if you've got green armor, start with you go to your dispenser and withdraw armor. It gives you green armor.
Hmm.
I think that an engineer, when he goes to a dispenser and withdraws armor, it should be red armor, not green armor.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a few things like that. Yeah. Would make it so much more competitive. The engineer relies too much upon a soldier to defend him from, you know, from people attacking his gun.
Yeah.
It's like he's like not really worth it.
Yeah.
Anymore because another soldier can defend even better, you know, and the gun gets blown up by two or three rockets and two rockets and a grenade, you know.
Yeah.
It's easy to defend. I mean, and Merc has upgraded it, so the sentry gun with OzTF has 233 health rather than 216 or 210 what it used to have.
Hmm.
And the OzTF sentry guns lock on and own people a lot better than the old TF guns.
Hmm.
But then when he did fix that and made the sentry guns more effective and be able to lock on easier and you know, have a more kick to them. People whinging because they'd run in and they get owned by the sentry gun for a couple of seconds and they couldn't get past it. So, you know, he's bunny hopped around me, the soldier. Two rockets into me and then the third one, I'm dead, you know. I don't even get to finish my gun.
Yeah.
You know. It's like, you know, and here he is again, trying to take me out. I exploded myself. I think I got him too, though. That's alright then. It's because of the way the skill level of the game has evolved and developed.
Yeah.
That, you know, some classes are no longer as effective as they once were. See that? I mean, that guy, this sentry gun's like, you know, 300, 400 metres away from him. He was able to see it. You put two rockets into it, bang, it was gone. Just then, you know? And then he just bunny hops in and takes the flag and fucks off.
Yeah.
And I've got to rely on this guy, this soldier here, to defend me from anyone else who happens to bunny hop in after, you know, 20 seconds.
What are you reckon about homing rockets on the sentry gun?
Homing rockets? Nah. I'm all for, you know, for expanding the sentry gun, but realistically. I'm not like, you know, one of these guys is going to go, oh, give me an undisputable advantage, you know?
Yeah.
I just want a bit of balance, you know? Because yeah, it's yeah. like absolutely in the favour of fucking of soldiers, you know? Yeah. That move quickly.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah. And that game gun definitely showed that. Yeah, then.
Exactly. Hmm. Let me see. What will we try? I'll see how they go when I ask for Express 3. A couple others will not want it. Spazball. Oh, man, I hate this map. I absolutely don't like Spazball. Oh, man, you want to play this? You can reconfigure the controls, that's no worry.
Oh, what are they? What do you use?
I use... Oh, let me see, I've got... Mouse 2 to go forwards. Mouse 1 fire. Mouse 3 is grenade prime and grenade release. It's got an upgrade script.
Is that there. Mouse 3?
Mouse 3, yeah.
Can you put, what's that one?
That's Mouse 3 as well. I've got that bound, so that's
they're Mouse 3. They're both Mouse 3. Because
yeah, okay. Quake doesn't handle anything greater than Mouse 3 that well. I think Field Quake can, but yeah, I've just got to plan like that. So, let me see, I'll go. Right, and kill myself. And so when I've got a couple of keys bound, F and R, I think it is, yeah, F and R, or F, F and E. F binds my mouse 3 to grenade 1,
mm-hmm.
which I can just go click it, prime it, and click it again to throw, same button, because I've got it bound that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to throw a grenade 2, I click on E, which executes grenade 2, got config, and I go same button, mouse 3, and to release. Yeah, so... Yeah, it makes it easier for me, but and oh, I've got it set so you know A, D, strafe, right and left.
It's like a sorry, that grenade thing's like a tab button, huh? It's like you're tabbing between grenades.
Yeah, two grenades, yeah, I can you know, grenade 1 is F, grenade 2 is E, yeah. There's no two grenades in this one. So then I go in there and prime the grenade by pressing mouse 3. And release the grenade by pressing mouse 3. And then, of course, by releasing that, the script, the way I've got it set, the script binds the key back after it's released the grenade, it binds the script back to prime again. So I can just use the one button.
Yeah.
My thumb button.
Yeah, that's very similar to how I set it up. Okay. So I didn't have the alternator.
Oh, okay.
The only difference that I have in mine is when it throws a grenade, it stops the sound.
Oh, yeah, you know, the old no sound, yeah, but I find that fine. That stops all sound. So that, like, annoys me.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
The stop sound command?
Yeah. Stops all sounds, not just the grenades here.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does too.
Yeah. So, you know, if you got, if you're sort of homing in on someone because you know they're behind you, and you stop all sounds and oh fuck, where is he? You know?
Yeah.
It's like that little instant of no sound. I mean, it's cool, but it just irritates me a little bit.
Yeah,
so I have it. I mean, because I keep pressing mouse 3, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Keep the private crowbar and plays the grenade sound, but then it all runs out eventually. So